Hoover. August 13th, 1901, typed. Brother H, I am instructed to say that you should not be director or superintendent in any of our institutions. You are self-conceited, and it is dangerous to place responsibility upon a self-conceited man. If you had the intelligence you think you have, would it not make you wise unto salvation? Would it not lead you to reach a higher standard? Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Ephesians 5, verse 1-4. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Verses 8, 10-16, 18-27. I advise you to study this scripture carefully. It contains lessons for the guidance of every married man and every married woman. Search your heart as with a lighted candle. How long will your wife be happy and contented if you continue to do as you have done in the past? Will she not see that something is wrong? It is your duty to show your wife special favors. Be a faithful husband. You are warned in the Word of God to avoid the very appearance of evil. If it is necessary for you to have a private secretary, employ a young man instead of a young woman. Your employment of a young woman is a snare to you and to her, and a reproach to the cause of God. Why do you thus taint your good? You are misusing the skill God has given you. By your lax conduct, you are setting a wrong example before the other workers in the institution.